Happy holidays and happy new year, everyone. Today, we're taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations we've had this last year in regards to the Delphi murder case and the charges against Richard Allen.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
What is next for Richard Allen? What is next for the families of the victims of the Delphi murders? That's one of the questions that a lot of people are wondering as we start to dive now into the issues of Sixth Amendment rights, having access to the counsel that you want, having the counsel you want representing you, and a judge that maybe hasn't been doing everything quite by the rules, that also seems to not want to share a whole lot of things that may have been going on in chambers behind closed doors. We're starting to see some of that with the accusations against Judge Gull. Ultimately, it's to the Indiana Supreme Court right now to make the call on all of that. But my goodness, what a disaster and the stress that must be on those families down every twisted turn of this case. I can't imagine what they're going through right now. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us to discuss, the impact of all this. Are they just being re-traumatized over and over?
I think so. Yeah. Just going through a trial is traumatic, but often people gain a certain sense of closure from seeing the process play out. It can be therapeutic for them, even though it's upsetting at the time. But to feel that this continual up and down, the confusion, the controversy, that's got to just be wrenching for them. It's really sad.
How often is it in a case like this where you have a suspect, albeit very little evidence against them, that really truly ties him to the scene? And the fact that he also raised his hand and said, yeah, I was over there that day. Look, how can I help? When you're in the shoes of the parents of the victims, is it more difficult to take a look at one's possible innocence when you are so ready to find the perpetrator and nail them to the wall? That can't be a very easy thing, I would imagine, if the authorities are saying, we think this is your guy, we really think this is your guy, although reality doesn't necessarily match up to that. And there's a lot of issues with the law enforcement that are saying, this is your guy. What must they be going through when being told all these, almost conflicting stories?
Yeah, it's got to be incredibly disturbing and confusing. And this is why we have the legal system, supposedly, that we have, with a lot of protections, because innocent people have been, we used to have lynchings, right? People would be so angry after a murder and somebody would be hung. And, we want to avoid these kind of mistakes and errors. Supposedly, we want to avoid these things now. And I do think families are, of course, eager to have a resolution. And when someone is presented as this is the perpetrator, we don't let them be on the judge and jury about, deciding this kind of thing, because there's too much emotional tension for them. But yeah, this has got to be really hard for them right now.
What do you make of the behavior of Judge Gull in this thus far? Very much a lot of secrecy, a lot of things.
Yeah.
And there's even questions about, laws being violated here as well, with the lack of transparency in this trial. And now the Supreme Court saying, look, you either need to give us a response as to why you feel that it was okay to disqualify these attorneys and the actions that you took in chambers, or you need to give us the audio of this or the transcript of what occurred in those chambers. And we keep seeing delays. She keeps going, well, I need another week. Something like this seems like it's pretty straightforward. Of like, I got the recording, here you go. Why even write up a reasoning if you can go, here's this, or write one up with it. Here's why I did this or that. Why should that take many weeks to, I guess, accomplish a fairly easy task?
Right. Yeah, the lack of transparency is a big red flag. And it adds to the aura around this case of there's weird stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And what is up with the judge, accusing the attorneys of gross negligence? But why? you know? And so for people saying, do we need another judge? You know, if this can't be improved, it sure, I would vote that way. It sure sounds like it.
I mean, it's a roll of the dice there as well. The first judge recusing themselves. Then we have Judge Gull. It's what do you get when you spin that dial again? Mm-hmm. I mean, it really kind of is a gamble considering how bizarre this case has already been. Do you do that? Do you try and get someone fresh on here because this one has already demonstrated themselves as, you know, being, I guess, a bit tainted?
Yeah, it has an odd feeling, and it would just be nice to see a trial going forward where, you know, this is big things at stake here, and you would like to feel confident that you have a grounded, fair, reasonable, transparent judge.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now